Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin Gausman let go by the team yesterday. What was it, just the last start? Like, was the leash so short on Kevin Gausman that, you know, one more bad outing, we're moving on from the guy? Or is there more to it than that?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely on shaky ground. The reporters that we, you know, when we went and talked to Kevin Gausman after that start, we all kind of didn't know what was going to happen. And I have to say, he didn't really get a great vote of confidence from Brian Snicker after that game. You know, when asked about it, Snicker said that he would talk to Alex Anthopoulos about it the next day and see what happened. But it sounded like to me later on, a couple days later, that he was going to make a start, that he was going to make a start today, Wednesday, or I'm sorry, tomorrow. And Fulte would have started today at Gwinnett. And then I don't know if things changed or if there was just some misinformation out there. But, yeah, they decided to go ahead and make the move. And I think it makes sense because if you look at it from, you know, the Braves' perspective, if Gausman goes out and even if he pitched a great game tomorrow when he was lined up to start, there's no real evidence or anything that would say that that would be something that the Braves could be able to rely on and count on going forward. You know, mm-hmm. He's just been so up and down this season. I don't think the Braves really had much confidence in him just kind of going forward as they approach the playoffs here.
Joe, what gave them, in your opinion, what gave them the confidence that Fulte's ready? I mean, we know that he has all the great pitches and all that, the talent and all that, but what made them, you know, realize, hey, let's go ahead and give him a chance right now?
I mean, I think he's earned this opportunity, you know, and it sounds weird to say that for a guy who was an all-star last year. And, you know, obviously he's had his struggles this year, but, you know, he made six starts in AAA and has had an under sub-3 ERA in those starts. I think in his last three starts, his ERA is like 1.13 or something like that. So, I mean, the guy went down there, and you got to give him credit for performing well when that happened, you know. Sometimes these things happen to good players, and that doesn't always happen, you know, especially in the case of someone like Fulton Nevich, who has had, you know, his issues of, you know, dealing with struggles if they happen on the mound or more in his career. But, you know, it was good to see him kind of bounce back in that way, to just come back to perform at a level and kind of understand that this is what he had to do to get back to the major league club. So I know a lot of people will kind of want to hold it over his head a bit, the fact that he went down in the first place, but I think he also deserves some credit for kind of working his way through that and earning this opportunity again.
Hey, Joe, do you think that if Gausman had been better and whatever he needed to do to make them confident that they can give him another start, Fulte would be starting today? Like, is Fulte's start today more because of the fact that Gausman is gone, or is it more because of the fact that he earned it?
I think Gausman had every chance to earn his own spot in the rotation. Okay. And if that were the case, then I think that Fulte, you know, would have to kind of continue to bide his time. But I think that one thing that Brian Snicker and Alex Anthopoulos have said whenever they do media is that, you know, they've been consistent in this, is that these things are performance-based, you know. And if Fulton Nevich comes up and he's not getting the job done, they're not going to keep him around. They're not going to just, like, let him be bad in a starting pitching role, even if it is like the fifth spot in the rotation. They'll try somebody else. You know, they will call guys up and give guys opportunities who they feel have, you know, earned those opportunities, deserve those opportunities. But guys who aren't getting the job done at the major league level won't, you know, we'll stop getting those opportunities. We've seen it with a bunch of guys in the bullpen this year, and we've seen it with the starting pitchers, obviously. So that's one thing that they've been very consistent on. And, you know, I think there's a tendency for people to think that, like, the staff will kind of take it easier on Fulton Nevich considering the things that he's struggled with and what he's gone through. And I mean, I just don't see that the case. I think the case is that he's earned his spot and they expect him to perform, you know, continue those performances that he's had in AAA at the major league level.
I just keep saying if this doesn't happen, but my curiosity is if he does not, do you see a bullpen role for him? Because it's hard for me to think they're just going to keep sending Fulton Nevich back and forth from Gwinnett.
Yeah, I think he has stuff that would definitely play in the bullpen. The problem is that there are so many guys in the bullpen right now that I think that Brian Snicker has a lot of confidence in. And And that was one thing with Gausman. You know, there was no real place for him in the bullpen, and they didn't have anyone in the bullpen they could option out of it. So the bullpen seems kind of locked in right now. So I don't know what they would do if Foltynewicz doesn't turn it around, because I don't know if they have a ton of confidence in the other options that are there now as far as starting pitchers are concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if they would want to bring in a guy like Bryce Wilson. He's really kind of the only guy. You know, I would be absolutely shocked if Kyle Wright got another start this year. He just hasn't performed at the major league level. So, you know, I think that for that reason, I think we will see Foltynewicz get, you know, a decent run out and get a few starts, you know, even if things don't go his way tonight. You know, I think he'll continue to get some reps, but, you know, it's an interesting spot the Braves are in now. They've got guys kind of locked in, and I've always thought, you know, when they added these relievers, potentially a guy like Sean Newcomb could be a guy that they could lean on to go back to a starting role, but, you know, I just think that Brian Snicker values him as one of the few lefty arms in the bullpen right now, even though the fact that he's not really a lefty specialist at all. His numbers are basically the same, almost exactly the same, between pitching against lefties and righties. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to kind of see how Foltynewicz handles this whole situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.